This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
"Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options."
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I was asked to do a podcast. Why does the narcissist seem so happy with the new supply? I get this all the time on the posts. People are always saying, "Well, you know, if narcissists are miserable with everybody, why did they get engaged right away? Or why are they so happy with the new supply and everything like that? I see pictures of them on social media and they look so happy." First of all, the first thing that you got to ask yourself is, how long have they been with that new supply? Okay? When they've been with that new supply for 20 years and they look happy, then come back to me. But a narcissist in the beginning of leaving you is going to pick up somebody really fast, all right? Or they had that person the whole time they were with you, all right? This is where people get so confused because they're like, "Oh, they're already in a relationship and we're only broken up like 3 weeks." Well, 9 times out of 10, that narcissist was talking to that person while they were with you. It's just you didn't realize that. When that narcissist ran cold with you, they were running hot with somebody else. See, when a narcissist starts to realize that the relationship with you is not going anywhere, or, you know, they get bored with you, or maybe they, you know, they see things they don't like about you, narcissists are very critical. They're always going to find something wrong with you. So you can never, ever win with a narcissist. This is just the way they are. They run in a circle, all right? Everybody's great in the beginning. And then a few months in, that narcissist sees things they don't like, or maybe you start to give them some boundaries, you tell them no, and then the narcissist, you know, figures, screw you, now I'm going to see what else is around and everything like that. Usually a narcissist always is talking to somebody on the side. There's always somebody in the wings. They never leave themselves. They never put their eggs all in one basket because they're afraid of getting screwed over. Remember what I told you, narcissists have no trust. So even if you look like the best person in the world to them initially, they're still not going to trust you. They don't trust anybody. So they will always have a backup just in case, because narcissists feel that human beings in general are going to screw up or screw them over. So they've always got to protect themselves because they have a very fragile inferiority complex that they are afraid of getting hurt. In other words, you dumping them or you cheating on them. So they'll feel better if they know that they have somebody on the side, okay? Like I had somebody ask, "Well, what if you cheat on the narcissist before they cheat on you?" Well, first of all, that narcissist is already thinking in their head that you're going to screw them over. That's why they want to cheat on you beforehand, so that if they do get screwed over, they could feel better and it won't hurt them so much to know that, you know, they did it to you or they did it to you first. That's why a lot of times when you meet a narcissist in the beginning, they're not necessarily single, meaning that they're talking to somebody or they may have a situationship with somebody. So getting back to the point here, the point people ask all the time is, "Oh, the narcissist looks so happy. Maybe it was me," and this and that. And people feel low about themselves because they break up with the narcissist and all of a sudden the narcissist is looking like they're in this loving relationship. Number one, you guys, you should not be watching your ex's social media. Okay? They know that you're watching. This is one of the reasons they put up pictures of them with the new supply. You know, narcissists can go either way. They could either flaunt the new supply on their social media because they figure you're watching and they put it public and they want to just get under your skin and irritate you. Or they won't post the new supply because they're talking to other people, okay? So it really depends on the narcissist that you dealt with, but who cares is the bottom line. Because whoever they're dealing with is going to have to deal with the nonsense of the narcissist. That new supply has no idea what they're in for. And they will find out, depending on how smart they are, to recognize the red flags of the narcissist that they're going out with. So most of the time, when you see that narcissist looking so happy, it's the beginning of the relationship that the narcissist is in with this person, and they're flaunting it to irritate you. And I guarantee you, if you give it enough time, over 6 months, if they even make the year mark, you're not going to see the happiness that you're seeing right there, okay? So understand this. No matter who a narcissist gets with, they're going to end up being unhappy with that person. They're going to find things they don't like about that person. They're going to always think there's something better out there. So that person is just one of the many that will come in that, you know, lifetime of that narc, till they get bored, till they get tired, till they fight with that person, and then they discard them, or the new supply will discard the narc because they'll start to see that they're toxic and everything like that. The bottom line is you got rid of the narc, and that's what you need to focus on. The fact that you need to focus on getting busy, getting involved in your own life, and being happy that now that narcissist is somebody else's problem. So it's not you. It's the fact that you dealt with a toxic person. This is how narcs destroy people, because they break your self-esteem. Before a narcissist leaves a relationship, they will rip you to shreds verbally and everything else, or they will give you the silent treatment and be cold. They want to tear you down because you are not what they perceived or hoped that you would be, because nobody will be what they hope anybody will be. You know, narcissists have unrealistic expectations of what a human being should be. So of course they're going to be disappointed in you, because you're not going to satisfy that narcissist. Nobody is going to satisfy that narcissist, because a narcissist is looking for happiness through supply. But the problem isn't the supply. The problem is the emptiness within that narcissist. A narcissist has a hard time finding happiness because within themselves, they are not healed, usually from their childhood, because they feel that they were never validated or they never had control as a child. So they always need that constant validation from other people. That's why narcissists always, you know, they have to have not just one supply, they have to have a bunch of supply, because the more people that they talk to, the more people that they're dealing with, the better they feel about themselves. They feel more important. They feel more popular. Narcissists love to feel like they validate themselves by how popular they are. This is how they think. Oh, you know, if more people want to be with me, or I can get with more people, that makes me seem like I'm something. I'm in high demand. But the thing with a narcissist is they're about quantity, not about quality. That's why a narcissist, sometimes when they get with a new supply, it's not that the new supply is any better. It's just that maybe the new supply is easier to deal with than you were. Maybe the new supply gives them money. Maybe the new supply will do things that you wouldn't do. So the narcissist is going to go down the path of least resistance, okay? Narcissists don't want to have to work for anything. That's why they're always looking to sponge off somebody else. They're looking to get some kind of supply, especially these narcissists that are looking to scam you for money, or they're looking to live in your place or something like that. They don't want to work for those things for themselves. They rather use people and try to get something off them, okay? They're the lowest of the lows. So understand this. These narcissists are users. So whoever they're with or whatever, they're filling a space for that narcissist for the time. And although they may look happy, as time goes by, the narcissist is going to look at that person and get sick of them. Nobody gets bored faster than a narcissist, all right? So my advice is just forget about the narcissist. Don't even look at their social media or anything. Be happy that, you know, somebody else is dealing with that nonsense. And just give them enough rope and they will sink themselves. And they do. They do. It takes time, but eventually they do. They'll go with the new supply thinking that that person is great. And as time goes by, that new supply becomes like the old toy that they throw in the toy box till they're looking for something better, okay? So it's a cycle. It's a constant cycle. They always want something new and exciting. Narcissists are impulsive. They need constant excitement. They hate to be bored. This is why it's impossible to live or be with a narcissist, because they get miserable when they're bored, or they'll start to fight with you, or they'll give you the silent routine and everything like that, because they're very temperamental, all right? They don't allow for the fact that, you know, not everything is exciting in life. In life, sometimes you have downtime, and sometimes you have, you know, tough things that come into your life. Narcs don't want to deal with that. That's why, like, if you're going through something tough, the last thing you want is a narc by your side. God forbid you got sick or something like that. A narcissist will leave you for dead. And that's the truth, man. Most of them will. Or they'll be there for you one time and then they'll ghost you and disappear because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to be burdened. They, you know, they don't want to have to put themselves out unless they're getting some kind of benefit. But if they're not getting a benefit out of you, they could not be bothered, okay? This is what users they are. They're not somebody that you say, oh, they're a ride or die, okay? Because if you're not giving them anything of benefit, they will not put themselves out for you. That's just, you know, period, dot, end of story. That's the way these narcs are. So, you know, bottom line is, forget about the fact you dealt with a narcissist. See, this is the thing that a lot of people forget as well. They're looking at that narcissist as a regular person. That's not a regular person you're looking at. You're looking at a toxic person that moved quickly into another relationship. And the other thing you have to remember too is, the faster somebody moves into a relationship, the faster that relationship's going to end, okay? When it moves fast, it ends fast. That is so true, you guys. You know, the healthiest relationships move slowly and you build with that person. You build a foundation. You can't, it's like building a building. You know, if you build a building fast and you don't know what you're doing and you don't look at the engineering of it all, you're going to have a faulty building that's going to collapse. But if you want a good foundation for a healthy relationship, you've got to move slow with somebody or slowly with somebody. So the narcissist moves quickly because they can't be alone. They don't want to be alone. And also, the other thing you got to remember is they're doing all this because they want to show everybody else, look at me, I'm in a new relationship, I'm happy, and you don't have somebody, okay? So they validate people by if they have somebody. Oh, you don't have somebody or something like that. Yeah, you don't have somebody because you have boundaries and you don't just settle for anybody. So don't let anybody make you think that just because you're not in another relationship, there's something wrong with you. No, you should be proud of that you're not jumping into something and that you're going to waste your time with somebody who's not right for you and end up in another toxic relationship or end up wasting your time with somebody. You're taking your time and looking for the right person, and you're toxic narcissistic ex jumped into a relationship just to throw it in somebody's face and just to not be alone. And the other thing I want to tell you too is just because your toxic narcissistic ex looks happy with the new supply, I guarantee you, okay, I guarantee you, even though they got a new supply, they're still talking to other people, okay? Because they can't resist. We have social media. We have inbox. Do you really think that they're going to not resist that temptation to still inbox others? They got the new supply in their pocket. But you know what? They need another backup and another backup and another backup. So that new supply probably doesn't even have a clue that the narcissist that they're with is still talking to other people and lining other people up on the outside, okay? Narcs are just bad news. That's it. They are bad news. They don't believe, most of them don't believe in monogamy, okay? They look at people that are monogamous as, you're an idiot, okay? You're an idiot because everybody cheats. That's the mindset of a narc. Everybody cheats. So they'll never tell you this, but they have a mindset like, you know, you always got to have one on the side just in case. How do I know? I have friends that are narcissistic. I have friends that are players that do this, okay? I've seen it. They don't trust. You always got to be talking to more. I have a girlfriend that does this all the time, all right? Like when I used to be dating out there and everything, she'd be like, well, who else are you talking to? Who else? Oh, you know, don't just talk to one. Make sure you talk to others. You know how these guys are. Keep talking to others and others and others, okay? This was her mindset because she didn't believe in, she didn't trust anybody, okay? So she believed that you always needed to have more. So there's people with this kind of mindset out there. And when you get involved with a narcissist, that's what it is. So bottom line, you guys, is let it go, let it go, let it go. Goodbye, narc. Just delete and block them. Don't, you know, that's another thing I want to bring up. A lot of people don't block them. If you don't block that narc is thinking that you want them back. So you better block them and keep them blocked so that they know you are done. When you say you're done, you mean it. Because there's no going back to a narcissist. The minute you go back to that narcissist is going to treat you twice as bad as the first time because now they know you're weak, you're desperate, and you took them back after they broke your boundaries. So you can't do it, you guys. You're only going to be wasting your time and getting a lot of aggravation. You got to block them, everything, and, you know, don't even bother with that. And, you know, another thing I wanted to tell you too, I had a woman that got on the post that reached out to her ex-narc supply and tried to warn her. Do not do that either, okay? Please, you guys, don't do that. Don't get involved. I know you want to, you know, warn somebody else about the narcissist, but that person will find out soon enough because you know what happened? That new supply ended up coming back at her in a very nasty, nasty manner. Okay. And she was like, why did she come back at me so nasty and attack me and everything? I was just trying to warn her about the narc. Why? Because her head's been prepped by the narc that you are a crazy stalking nut. That's why. All right. And you shouldn't be getting in their business. That person, that new supply will find out soon enough. Don't go there, you guys. People get hurt doing that kind of stuff too, especially if you got a dangerous narc there. Stay out of their business. They will find out on their own, okay? Let the narc go. Bye-bye. RIP. And what you should be focusing on is focusing on networking and meeting new people that are healthy and not toxic, all right? So we don't care about new supply. Goodbye, good luck. You know, I hope, you know, you make it through because that narc is going to put you through hell and everything like that. The best thing you can do is just look the other way and never have anything to do with the narc, the new supply, or anybody else and just move forward in your life. You got to let it go, move forward in your life. I hope that helps you guys. If it did, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.